This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for joining us today. And it's an episode of Oyskilith with Atli Sigtharsson, who joins me to talk through a story which has, I think, amused quite a few people,
We
are having our conversation almost in the middle of May, and there is still snow on the ground, indeed on campsites in parts of Iceland as well. So that's the story we're going to look at today. Atli has written this. He's going to read through it from start to finish, and then we'll go back through line by line. And we start just under the photograph of that snowy campsite in Ólafsfjörður.
Yep. Okay. Þótt sé stutt í sumarið sumstaðar mikill snjór ennþá, til dæmis í fjallabyggð á Norðurlandi. Í fjallabyggð eru bæirnir Ólafsfjörður og Siglufjörður. Það eru tvö tjaldsvæði á Siglufjörði og eitt á Ólafsfjörði. Þótt sé enn snjór á tjaldsvæðunum á að opna þau fljótlega. Það á að opna þau 15. maí. Það í næstu viku. Það snjóaði mikið páskana í fjallabyggð. En snjórinn á tjaldsvæðunum ekki bara út af veðri. Fólk á Ólafsfjörði mokar snjó á tjaldsvæði þar á vetuna. Það gert út af vetrarhátíðum í bænum. Oftast snjórinn farinn í maí, en núna þurfti að moka snjó af tjaldsvæðinu á Ólafsfjörði. Snjórinn lengi að fara þaðan. Stundum ennþá frost á nóttunni. Það líka frost í jörðinni. Það ekki víst að náast að opna öll tjaldsvæðin í fjallabyggð 15. maí. En áreiðanlega sum. Ferðamenn eru byrjaðir að spyrja hvenær opnar. Þannig að kannski vera gestir þar innan hauga af snjó leið og opnar. Fyrir neðan hægt að sjá frétt úr sjónvarpinu tjaldsvæði í fjallabyggð.
Yes, and you link there to a report about this, which you're, of course, very welcome to watch. It's in Icelandic, but it will perhaps illuminate the story further for you. So let's go back to the start. We'll go through this line by line, the story of the snow on the campsites.
Já. Þótt sé stutt í sumarið, sumstaðar mikill snjór ennþá. Even if summer is near, there is a lot of snow in some places. Til dæmis í fjallabyggð á Norðurlandi. For example, in Fjallabyggð in the north. Í Fjallabyggð eru bæirnir Ólafsfjörður og Siglufjörður. The towns of Ólafsfjörður and Siglufjörður are in Fjallabyggð.
And Fjallabyggð is the municipality, isn't it?
Já, that's right. Yeah. Það eru tvö tjaldsvæði á Siglufjörði og eitt á Ólafsfjörði. There are two camping sites in Siglufjörður and one in Ólafsfjörður. Þótt sé enn snjór á tjaldsvæðunum á að opna þau fljótlega. Even if there is still snow in the camping sites, they are supposed to be opened soon. Þá opnaðu 15. maí. They are supposed to be opened on the 15th of May. Það í næstu viku. That's next week.
Yes.
Það snjóaði mikið páskana í Fjallabyggð. It snowed a lot in Fjallabyggð during Easter. En snjórinn á tjaldsvæðunum ekki bara út af veðri. But the snow in the camping sites is not just the result of weather. Fólk á Ólafsfjörði mokar snjó á tjaldsvæðar á vetuna. In Ólafsfjörður, people move snow to the camping site during winter. Það gert út af vetrarhátíðum í bænum. This is done because of winter festivals in the town.
So they use the campsite to dump all the snow.
Já.
And usually it melts, but it hasn't this year.
That's the whole thing, yeah.
Okay.
Oftast snjórinn farinn í maí. Usually the snow is gone in May. En núna þurfti að moka snjó af tjaldsvæðinu á Ólafsfjörði. But now, snow had to be cleared from the camping site in Ólafsfjörður. Snjórinn lengi að fara þann. The snow is taking a long time clearing. Stundum ennþá frost á nóttunni. The temperature goes below zero during some nights still. Það líka frost í jörðinni. There is
it doesn't frost. Make sense. Frost in the ground.
In the ground.
Okay. Well, you'd say frost on the ground, I suppose, but I mean it. Yeah, frost in the ground as well.
There is frost in the ground as well. Það ekki víst að náast að opna öll tjaldsvæðin í Fjallabyggð 15. maí. It might not be possible to open all the camping sites in Fjallabyggð on the 15th of May. En áreiðanlega sum, but some of them for sure. Ferðamenn eru byrjaðir að spyrja hvenær opnar. Tourists or people have started to call and ask when it will be opened. Þannig að kannski verða gestir þar innan hauga af snjó leið og opnar. So, maybe there will be visitors amongst the heaps of snow when it is opened.
Maybe they could build some igloos.
Yeah, absolutely.
If there's enough snow left. And then the final line.
Já.
It's just about the TV
Já, report. Fyrir neðan hægt að sjá frétt úr sjónvarpinu tjaldsvæði í Fjallabyggð. Below you can watch a TV report on the camping sites in Fjallabyggð.
Which is worth watching because you've got the sight of these bulldozers.
Yeah, it's quite the sight.
Yeah, I mean, this is not just a bit, this is a lot of snow.
Yeah, they were using like bulldozers to clear it.
Yeah, yeah, so I recommend having a look at that report as well. And spare a thought for the workers there. In the campsite, so having to get everything cleared up by the 15th.
Absolutely.
Or indeed anyone who's planning to camp there on the 15th.
Yeah.
Atlee, thanks very much indeed. We'll talk again next week. This is RUV English Radio, and I'm Darren Adam. Get in touch anytime. English@ruv.is.
There is more from RUV English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.